more comments coming in about the violence in City West. And to that we return to. We're joined on the line by Tara McManus, who's Assistant General Secretary of the Garda Representative Association. Tara, good morning to you and thank you for joining us on the line. And it's disheartening, and it's that three Gardaí were taken to hospital last night during the second night of violent protest outside City West. A female Garda was injured the previous night. Our thoughts are with them. And when you hear what happened to some of them, one member of the Gardaí was struck in the head with a bottle, another sustained arm and shoulder injuries while carrying out their duties in the second night of unrest. It is very dangerous, and there's been a lot of praise for the response of Gardaí, but still it's distressing to think that they have been injured. How are you feeling in the GRA about all of this?
Good morning, Trotha. I suppose the first thing we'd like to say is to wish a speedy recovery to our colleagues who, as you said, there are actually injured. Some of the injuries last night just kind of took a new element, you know, with stitches and lacerations and things like that. So we can see that this particular issue doesn't seem to be coming to any sort of an end. And it's just an ongoing full-scale threat now at this stage to the safety of our members. So as the association that represents the rank and file members of An Garda Síochána Síochána, we are very concerned. And we feel that there needs to be a far more robust response at an earlier stage to ensure that there are no further injuries inflicted. You might have seen images, or your listeners might have seen images, of Gardaí in soft caps and yellow jackets holding the front line there for quite some time before the public order unit was actually brought down to replace them. And we think at this stage now it's time to step aside the frontline members with soft caps and actually go in there with a far more robust approach and bring the public order unit in at an earlier stage and engage the services of the horse unit and the dog unit and, if required, the water cannon, because it's quite clear that the element of a peaceful protest has long since gone. And there is an element of people here who are very much emboldened by this. And it's escalated into full-scale thuggery and just violence and aggression towards our members. So although there has been improvement, certainly, on what would have happened on the streets of Dublin 2 years ago, any night where there are guards injured is not a good night as far as we're concerned.
When you say a more robust response is needed, you've outlined that there, but does the response still need to be delicate in the sense that if a response is perceived as excessive, that it may alienate the Gardaí or the community from the Gardaí, people who would otherwise have no truck with the violence and the thuggery that's going on?
And that's the thing, Tracy. It's a very, very fine line. And I think whatever about the first night when people actually did arrive there, certainly to make a peaceful protest, the soft cap approach certainly is very appropriate. But I think, you know, I certainly saw a number of the text messages that were circulating yesterday from these far right activists, and it was quite clear that they were starting to get very prepared. You know, as early as 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, they were encouraging other people to bring cement, to bring muck, to bring paint, any of these heavy substances that would actually cover the shields of guards, so block their vision, to throw at the water cannon window so that the vision would be blocked. So it's quite clear that anyone who's arriving on subsequent nights is not there to protest. But it is a very, very fine line. You're right. It's a fine line between, you know, keeping that community approach open with the guards and then actually moving those guards aside and actually bringing in the public order unit. But, you know, we would say at this stage, anyone that arrives will stay there tonight. And as far as we're aware, there are plans for these right-wing activists to keep this up right up and past Halloween. So if that is the case, we would say that there is no place out there for anybody in uniform, anybody in a soft cap. It needs to be a public order approach from here on in.
So you're expecting further violence tonight?
Well, the information and certainly the intelligence that we are privy to is that this is going to continue right up past Halloween. Obviously, we're moving into a bank holiday weekend. We have a number of events on in the capital, such as the Dublin City Marathon. And I mean, obviously, Halloween by itself always encourages a certain you know, group of people to behave badly towards all emergency services, not just ourselves, but the fire brigade as well. So, I mean, certainly the information that we have been led to believe is that this is going to continue. And if that is the case, then we would say that a harder approach probably needs to be engaged in order to protect our members. We don't want to see more injuries again tonight.
Can I ask you, Tara, if I were to go online now to some of these social media platforms, would I be able to find easily enough messages that are planning, fomenting dissent, encouraging violence? Are they up there clear to be seen?
As far as I'm aware, yes, they are, absolutely. And, you know, as I seen some of them I seen last night was talking about, you know, make sure you bring your balaclava. And then at the end of it, we need to protect our country. I mean, really and truly, you can see these messages that it's protracted violence against the guards. I mean, it's nothing to do with immigrants at this stage. It's nothing to do with IPAS centres. I think it's very little to do with people concerned about the safety of their children. It is literally, let's go out and attack the guards, because the guards literally are that thin blue line between normal society and this group of people. And I mean, if you look at some of the addresses of some of the people of the 26 who were arrested last night, people are coming as far as Wexford, Waterford, Portlaoise. These are not people who are local to the area. These are right-wing activists coming from all across the country in here, into Dublin specifically, to create this level of violence and aggression towards members of An Garda Síochána.
Are not then some media companies implicated in all of this? Because it's been well established now what's been happening in City West since Tuesday. Are they not implicated? Are they in all of this then, if they're not taking down messages and posts like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose that's a matter for Garda management as part of the investigation when this matter is finally finished. And I mean, that was done certainly in the aftermath of the November riots in 2023 in Dublin. All of those social media platforms were certainly investigated, and that's how so many people are before the courts in relation to that particular incident. And the same approach definitely will have to be used here, and a more strict, I suppose, monitoring of those platforms. And absolutely, they have to take responsibility for allowing these types of discussions and these debates to actually go on in these back channels, you know, of social media.
Because I'm just thinking, Tara, we have a community diary on Radio Kerry, and if we put out a message saying, "Come along and bring what you have and any implements you have to this," it's going to get down and dirty tonight at a protest outside a centre, wherever it is. We would lose our licence in the morning to broadcast, and rightly so. So I think this definitely needs to be I definitely think the media companies now damn well know, have been put on account, have put on alert. So these comments, these texts that are fomenting violence, encouraging these violent protests, they should be shut down immediately. And there's no reason why these companies that are multi, among the richest companies in the world can't do that.
You would imagine so, absolutely. And as I said, that will be a matter for Garda management when this is done, and the senior investigating officer and the team there that's behind the investigation here, when that is done, absolutely. But I suppose our main focus at the moment is the protection of our members, particularly our frontline members. And, you know, they held an extremely volatile frontline last night while under constant attack. And it comes at a high cost on any occasion when there's a member injured. But I said quite serious injuries last night. And again, there's another three or four members who are going to be out injured, out sick long term. And that leaves us short again for tonight. And it leaves us short again, you know, for the weekend that's coming and the various events that are coming up over the weekend. And again, it's worth mentioning that these public order units, it's the same members who are going out there every night. You can imagine the constant listening to that abuse, constant aggression. I mean, that has huge implications, both physical and, of course, the psychological trauma of being exposed to that night in, night out, with no rest on it. So it is becoming a very worrying issue for us. We are keeping tightly monitored, and of course, we are engaging with Garda management on it, just to ensure that, you know, injuries are kept to a minimum, and that every protection that is required for our members is actually put in place.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us, because it is a very stressful and very worrying time. And our thoughts are with the Gardaí who've had to confront these thugs, these mindless, violent thugs, and in particular those who've been injured. We've been talking to Tara McManus, who's Assistant General Secretary of the Garda Representative Association.